Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
Just go do whatever God said to do. You never know who's on the other side or who's watching that God is going to impact greatly by your obedience. I thought about this the other day. I was thinking on this thought. I thought, how many times we pass folks on the highway and they're stopped. And we said things like this. Oh, somebody will stop. What if it was us that stopped and helped them change their tire? And what if we're down there changing it or helping them get the thing changed? And then we just show up in heaven one day. And after we've worshiped Christ for a few billion years, we bump shoulders with somebody. And he says, hey, you don't know me. But a long time ago, he said, I was just driving by. And I was saying things in my heart like this. God, if you're really real, I mean, no one cares for anybody in our world anymore. And I just said that statement, and I just passed by you changing this tire. And that, and God used that to affect me to where that I was looking for light. And God revealed more light. I heard preaching of the gospel convicted my heart. I repented by faith, and God saved me. And here I am today. And dear friend, all it was by somebody simply obeying God. I want to say, little is much if God is in it. We see another place in 2 Kings chapter 4 when Elisha had promised the lady to build him a room, a prophet's chamber, that she would have a son. And she did. The promise came true. The little boy that she had out in the field working with the father. And he cried, my head, my head, and fell over dead. And the father said to a lad, doesn't say his name nowhere, doesn't know who, how old he is, or nothing about him. But he said, carry him to his mother. And all he did was pick up a dying promise. God had promised her this boy. He's a dying. He carried it back to his mother. Now, there's some of you in here tonight that God's promised you some things. Maybe he's spoken to your heart in prayer and said things like this. Hey, I'm going to save your grandchildren one day. Hey, I'm going to give you a family one day. Hey, and he's promised you things down the road. Hey, I'm going to take care of you. Hey, 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 don't you worry about that. Hey, I've got everything under control. Maybe we've seen that promise go out. We've seen it grow up a little bit. We've seen kind of things go into fruition. Then it seems like the promise is dying. Wouldn't it be good if a whole Christian would walk up next to you, old saint of God, and say, hey, buddy, no worries. God keeps his promises.
Amen.
And carry that thing back to you. Refresh your heart with it. I want to say, well, preacher, that ain't much. I want to say little is much.
Amen.
If God is in it.
Amen.
We'll stand tonight all over the house. Miss Karen, if you come to the piano, please. It's been short tonight. It's been different. It's been solemn tonight. It's been more on a serious note tonight. You know what God spoke to you about, dear friend. She begins to play softly on the piano. I'd ask you to respond to God. You're worried about trying to find something to do in the body of Christ. Hey, little is much if God is in it. Don't be discouraged, child of God. Don't be down. Preach all. All God's given me to do is just teach a little Sunday school class. Not many show up, maybe just a couple, maybe two or three. Little is much if God is in it.
Amen.
You don't know who God's allowed you to influence in that class. You don't know that it might be maybe if it's a young lady, it might be a wife of a man of God one day. You're instilling things in her that'll help her. That'll raise her up to be a hero of the faith one day. Maybe that young man that God's allowed you to influence, maybe he might just be a flaming preacher one day that God will call him. Hey, little as much if God's in it. Little as much if God's in it. I want to say to the church tonight, I want to say, you have a God, a man of God here for you. God has sent you a preacher. I wonder tonight, would you ask God to search your heart and think of ways how you can encourage the man of God? I wonder tonight if you'd reflect over your heart and say, God, am I doing all that I could do? Could I say some kind words from time to time? Could I offer to do things without being told? Could I send a card every once in a while and really write my heart and pin my heart down on it? Knowing that he studies and knowing that he prays and preaches the Word of God. I mean, he's digging in the truth to find truth. Nuggets in this Word of God to give y'all on Sunday. On Wednesday night, on Sunday night. Are we taking what we've heard and hear and telling the world out yonder? Simply just relaying truth. Well, preacher, I don't have a degree. I don't know how to talk to those folks. It's just simply taking what your preacher said. And say, hey, yeah, man, we had a service on Sunday. Praying for him, praying for the man of God. Laboring in prayer for him. Little as much if God is in it. That little lad, his job was, his position was behind the scenes. His position nobody knew. His position was almost like he was a secret agent for God. How so many times we want something done, or we'll do something in church just so because we want our name in the bulletin. Or we'll want our name with recognition. It'd be good just to get over here and get the key or do something for that in the house of God. Pray for the preacher. Scrape bubblegum off the bottom of the pew. Just for the glory of God. Not for any pats on the back, but just for the glory and honor of God. You say, preacher, that I don't know about all that gum stuff. That ain't much. Little is much if God is in it. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you, Miss Karen, writing that letter to me. I want to say, keep on writing letters, sister. That was a help to my heart. I appreciate old Michaela writing that letter. Well, that was a help to me. You might say, well, that was just a little old child's picture, Brother Andrew. It may not mean much to you, but when you're down in the middle of the Amazon with malaria and you're sick, puking your guts out, trying to preach the gospel, and you get a little picture of somebody that cares about you, dear friend, it'll mean a lot to you. I say, thank God. I appreciate the Lord. I say, keep a preaching, man of God. I tell you, I love you, preacher. And you preach on, brother. Yes, sir, preacher. You preach on and keep leading your church and leading the way God says to. And I say, thank God. Hey, y'all got a man of God here. I'm talking a man of God that loves God. And he wants green pastures for you. You got good preachers in your church that love God and that go out and preach the gospel and visit folks up and down these streets. You got folks just right around the corner that love God and has been faithful for years and years and years and have labored for the gospel's sake. Thank you for preaching, man of God. I bless Sister Lottie for being the man of God's wife. I appreciate you. I thank God for you, sister. Thank God. This church got something special right here. If you're not careful, it'll soon be grieved. It'll soon go away. Get behind your preacher. Get behind the man of God and say, whatever you want, preacher, we want. You don't have to try to pick at him and pick at his chain. Hey, don't worry about all that. You just pray for him. That's between him and God. God'll take care of the preacher. You just worry about yourself and pray for him. Pray for the preacher. Pray for him. Pray for him. They tell me when they send our men overseas, those snipers, they get out there and they're looking for the head men. They start picking off them generals first. Pow. Then they step on down and get those those second men, those high-ranking captains and lieutenants, and then those sergeants, and they know if they get the leaders busted up, then they know that the rest of the little foot soldiers, they can't do anything. Dear friend, you can guarantee that the enemy, that the forces of evil is raging against that man right there and his family. He goes through things in his heart that many folks don't even know. Many folks don't even understand. I want to say that the pastor's wife, she goes through things, she struggles through stuff that nobody understands. She's trying to protect her husband. So there's loads, sister, that I know that you carry. I want to say thank the Lord for you. That you can't always tell the preacher. And so she carries almost a double burden. So pray for her. Ask God to help and ask God to shadow them and come around them and get him something fresh from the Word of God. Keep his desires pure and his heart right. And God help him to get a hunger for the Word of God. That's great truth tonight. I appreciate Brother Mills here tonight and his wife. What a dear, dear examples of the faith. A preacher of the gospel. You don't find too many places across America where there's been men of God, that God's hand is on their life, as you have right here. You folks up at Meadowbrook, take heed, do the same tonight. I won't close like this tonight. I know this is really, I felt pretty much for home folk tonight. I'm glad the Lord let it come on this Wednesday night. I want to close like this tonight. I want to just, let's close in an altar prayer tonight. All of us together. And I want the lady folk on this side and the men folk on this side. And I want you to pray specifically for your preacher tonight. I want you to pray for the man of God. Pray for the teachers in the church and for those of leadership authority in the church. Search your own heart tonight. If there's something in there that shouldn't be there, get it right. Say, God, I've been wrong. And maybe you've said something. Maybe you've talked about the preacher. Maybe you've said things. Maybe you've been trying to pick apart his messages. Maybe you've been saying things about him to your children. And oh, that's bad, bad, bad news tonight. Get that right with God and don't go back down that path no more. Amen. Maybe if God wants you to, if God's a wooing on you to, before the service is out, I'd just slip my arm around him and say, hey, man of God, we're praying for you and we love you. We'll come pray now. Men folk on this side, lady folk on this side. We're just going to close out in prayer here.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. That He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.